because I'm just singing when I feel like it.
Living Color.
Living Color is the greatest.
They got away with so much.
They got away with a lot. Handyman. Oh. You had Handyman.
I didn't realize how un-PC it was.
You had.
Like, we were very un-PC in the
90s. What was Chris Rock in Living Color? What was his name?
Chris Rock? Chris Rock was the one. Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Yes. They did a whole skit.
Yeah, that whole thing. That was him.
Uh-huh. It was a whole skit with, good Lord, that's a good lot of money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. What if I just take a little bit off the top and give you back the rest of the bottle? And
how much for that popsicle?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna get how about you get 25 cents and give me two licks?
And he was smiling the whole time while he was saying good Lord.
Nothing but
teeth. Why ain't nobody kicking you out yet? You were supposed to been get kicked out.
2 cents is too much. You might be in the wrong location.
Oh, like, what?
Good Lord, that was a lot of money.
Good Lord. Oh, that's a lot of money.
Oh, my gosh. In
color. No, I remember that.
That was such a great show.
You can do what you want to do.
J-Lo got her start.
In Living Color.
Y'all was so silly.
We were watching.
So silly.
It was the J-Lo. She was with, was it Ariana Grande? What video was that, baby? It was it was like Ariana Grande. Was it Ariana Grande and J-Lo?
No.
It was J-Lo and.
It was Nicki Minaj and Ariana Grande and Cardi B and J-Lo with
Cali.
Is that
who it was?
Cause she wants that, a dinero, like dinero.
It was a recent music video.
Dinero. Yeah. And we were like, wow, you look at J-Lo now. And we were watching In Living Color for like 20 years. Like what? It was like 25 years
ago.
She's
not that far off.
Oh my gosh,
she looked better now. I was like, this chick is on point now.
I mean,
they say, sense. You get better with wine or whatever.
I guess so. J-Lo, they ain't near 50 right now, isn't she? And she's still doing it.
Had twins at like 40.
It was so crazy to see her on Living Color though from like 1991, 1992.
Who would've thunk it?
You know, just like getting it. Like, wow.
Hold on.
That was almost 30 years ago.
Because I don't know yet. Have we already started?
I mean, we
can welcome everybody in.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, there it is. That's why I didn't know. What's going on, everybody?
We jumped right in.
Here goes your excuse to be at happy hour for no reason. I love happy hour. This is definitely that moment where you can just say, I just feel like being at happy hour. That's definitely what we do.
Just chopping it up, you know, talking about this.
I definitely love it. I definitely love it. Wind your mind, happy hour. So what's going on, my peoples? Who out here with us?
What's going on? It's AT. Hey, y'all. Happy, happy hour.
And your boy P-Hat, fat with a purpose. You know how I do.
Always
just here.
Forever.
Living life on the couch. With the jam. You know, I got a cat on me. Just chilling.
You know, the Black Bee Cat chilling out in the Black Bee Lounge. Just living it up.
Living.
As you can tell, we've already been discussing some things. We watched some In Living Color. A little earlier this week and took us back to a good happy place.
Yeah, J-Lo. J-Lo still killing it, man. I couldn't believe that was J-Lo.
Sean Wayne was the DJ.
Whatever that was.
And I'm glad they still dress her appropriately.
I know.
Thank you.
The thing killing me, J-Lo looked just as good now, if not better than what she did in like the early 90s. That was dang near 30 years ago, and she is still killing it.
That was before she was Selena Canones.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Cause,
now I can say you look fine with time. Say it actually appropriately.
You do like a fine wine, you know.
Aging like a fine wine, huh?
Speaking about wine, what are we drinking?
We is sipping on some Kung Fu Girl.
We started off all early and stuff. That's why I ain't know what was going on.
You know,
Kung Fu Girl
in Mattawa, Washington, in the USA.
Oh yeah,
it is a Riesling 2016. It's by Charles Smith Wines, it is a lovely 12%.
12%.
What? Smells super fruity.
Okay, so we're in the double digits today. I know last week we were knocking out that 9.5.
Well, kind of crazy.
We done jumped on to that
12
today.
I think we did more than
today.
One, so I don't know. Does it? When you do more than one, does that make it 16? Or?
Oh, goodness. You just add on percentages.
Okay, let's see. If you know the answer to this, please hit us up. Let us know.
We are learning wine connoisseurs.
Definitely.
Right.
I love it.
We're still learning, but
I don't know much.
Little bit of bubble.
I just 2-8%. Like the numbers.
2-8%. Does that equal 16?
Yeah, off the break.
That's basic math.
Yeah,
that's the way I see it.
You know, technically, because if you keep drinking more and more and more until you get to 16, yeah, that's
more and more.
16% wine.
I had 32% of wine tonight. You know,
basically. I mean, I just love the opportunity to be able to do it in the first place.
You know,
hey,
happy hour.
Yes.
Happy hour. You've earned it. Have a glass with us. Hopefully you enjoyed hearing our game and playing along with us. If you have some ideas, shout us out. I want to know what y'all are listening to, what y'all remember. Don't forget our Throwback Thursday jam. If you ever need to just feel, hear something and get it in your bones, take you back to a good time.
A good time.
You know, watching In Living Color, I realized, I was like, man, I miss Heavy D. Like,
Because
I forgot he did the theme for like In the fifth season. And I was like,
he did the theme all the seasons. It wasn't just the fifth season, was it?
I don't know. They showed a lot of the fifth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They showed a lot of him.
They showed a lot of the fifth, so I had to like remember. But it was like, it took me
I was already out of it by the fifth season.
Yeah.
I stopped watching before the fifth season.
Because all the Wayans were out of it by that point.
Yeah.
But they did that Bonita Betrayal.
Okay.
With Kim Wayans talking about, don't nobody talk about Miss Jenkins.
What was that? Was that Netflix or Hulu? What was that?
It was just on regular old cable.
Was it really?
Yeah. Okay. Everybody cutting cable. We got DirecTV this week. Shout out DirecTV.
Shout out DirecTV.
I was like, wait, what? Actually, I ain't had cable since, what, 05?
It's been a minute.
Nah, that's a lie. Since 2013.
Right. You know, everybody's cutting the cord, trying new things. Shout out to Roku, keeping us entertained every week.
I got a great deal on it. That's the only reason I got it.
Roku. Hey, that's the reason to do some things. Yeah. Looking for those great deals.
I'm an Apple TV fan. I ain't going to lie. Yeah. I started off with Apple TV. I think that when I got my Apple TV to connect to the internet, I think that might have been like before the Roku.
Yeah,
I think that was so I just jumped on it because it was different in the beginning. You know, Mr. U Wells, a little geek on the low, don't really tell too many people. I guess now everybody kind of knows about it. Yeah, definitely cool. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, I'm a little, you know, technology head. That's all.
You know, at this point, I feel like everybody at least has like a toe into some geeky in the
all the millennials have a little in the technology heads over here.
Even if you're an elderly,
y'all rocking the
millennials
hard, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
You know?
No, that's cool. That's cool, yeah.
So, you know, this week I was thinking about, you know, talking about the tech side of things. And does anybody, you know, talking to my mom, does anybody talk to anyone anymore? My mom always says, like, you know, your generation, no one talks to each other.
I don't know, I might disagree with that, to be honest with you. I mean,
have you written a letter?
You talking about talking physically?
Like face-to-face,
maybe not.
Mouth talking. Well,
but people are engaged and talk to each other technically probably more than ever.
But is, I'll give you that. But is that actually good or bad? Because now that I actually think about what she's saying, like,
there's pros and cons to everything.
You know, is the I mean, we have like, there's an app for everything literally like text your conversation to somebody. That physical conversation with each other, because I have seen people do not know what to do in a room with a group of people.
Like, okay, you go to a new setting, you're in a party, like your friend invites you to the house.
Yeah.
At this point, do you know how to approach people and start a conversation?
I you know what, I don't know, because you know, truly, most people they're kind of like already on the phone, like the whole time they're in whatever they're in.
It's like we're the most social, non-social society ever, if that makes any sense.
That's a perfect way to put it.
No, I like that, yeah.
Because we are engaged.
We are super social because of Facebook.
Of course,
Instagram,
everybody
and all these
out
different social
everybody.
Media things. But it's all like, it's like non-physical.
It's like talking to everybody, but to no one.
I know about, exactly. I know about everybody's, you know, what they did yesterday and what they had to eat for dinner and this, that, and the other.
True. I've learned
but
some people don't know how to do interviews.
I ain't talked to nobody.
And, okay, and speaking of that, and being totally engaged and learning about different things about different people, is there a limit on how much you need to cover on your social media?
For me, there is, as you can know, because I don't really do social media like that. There is definitely a limit
for me.
I
will say that is, you know, a decision of the person.
Exactly.
True.
Because there's going to always be a market for something that someone does.
Somebody's gonna watch it.
Yeah, somebody's gonna watch it. So, should there be a limit? Maybe.
I think there should be some boundaries.
Does people really care? No, because I mean,
somebody's watching it.
There's somebody watching.
Because that's my thing.
You're
like,
doing something that's entertaining. I'm sure that's what that turned into. And now that most people are fighting for like likes and followers that don't really care about you, technically.
You know. Hopefully, you like what is good.
Yeah,
or that
definitely.
Speaks to you.
Yeah, just always good. It just, you know, bad just came out of it, I guess.
No, there's. I feel like there's always good and bad to everything.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with that.
You know, like saying, is it bad that we have that we don't really talk to each other physically or do that we don't. And it's hilarious because podcasting has taken off.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Like,
I love the podcast.
We don't talk to each other, but we'll discuss things with some people talking to each other.
Yes.
You know, in a room or like the Black Bee Lounge, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The three of us having a conversation.
Right.
But like you might text your friend. Or, you know, I feel like, and we talked about it a bit when we were doing our Save the World episode, and we talked about actually reaching out to your friends, doing more than just liking their status or sending that heart and sending that, you know, when your friend is going through something, do you
know how to respond?
Yeah. Yeah, do you text your friend? Because I'm still trying to get better at it. I've always hated the phone. I kind of suck at getting back
right,
to people.
Most people, and, you know, at that time when it first started, like most people were saying in the beginning, oh, I hate the phone. Matter of fact, before social media, when it was just text messaging, no, I need you to call me. I don't want you to text me. I want you to call me.
On your sidekick?
Yeah, definitely.
It's true.
No, that was true.
Or your two-way pager.
So that's kind of like we're like going further and further away physically from communicating?
I think
it's
certain
respects. But while we're still communicating.
But just in different ways.
Okay.
So is that a good thing that, I mean, so it's like, are we overblowing the fact that we don't communicate anymore? Or do we just communicate in different ways and that's just a natural progression of things? You know, maybe it's not a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know.
Maybe. And like I said, that's why I said there was a market for everything. And then, you know, there's always somebody listening. But I have seen downfalls from people who do not know how to communicate.
It's amazing.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, perfect example, relationships.
Yeah.
Most people do not know how to approach the interesting person. I won't say it like that. I can't say the significant other or the whatever because it's whoever you're interested in. Most people don't know how to properly approach them. You know, so many women may say, "Oh, I'll never find the right guy," but that right guy doesn't know how to properly approach you.
He's been too busy swiping left and right,
and it can go both ways, and it can go whatever way. I was just using that example, you know, to so please don't judge me.
No, but I feel you on that because it's funny. Like, I'm a Family Guy, like, lover. Okay. I love Family Guy. And there's actually an episode where Quagmire learns about the internet.
Okay.
And learns about Tinder.
I remember that.
Okay. And I love how, like, Quagmire's always getting chicks. He's always picking them up. But he does it old school.
Yeah.
He literally meets them in person.
Yeah.
Picks them up.
Them.
I mean, given he always has a line.
I'm sure.
But picks them up. But when he finds out about Tinder, he like loses his mind. And like
it's like that much more easier.
Yes, dead-eyed people start coming to his door like, "Hey, you were 5 miles away." He's like, "Hey, let's go in the back." Like there's no emotion.
But
there's
he loses
no excitement.
A piece of himself, you know.
Right.
And in the end, he has to come to terms with the fact that, nah, man, this isn't you. You know, you need to go old school. And he goes back to doing it the way he used to do because it had human interaction.
Yeah.
And that's probably what we're losing right now is the
human interaction properly said. Yeah.
I think that's why it's so easy for people to put dumb stuff on the internet, like certain things. What was it? James Gunn got fired from Disney. And one thing that one of his former actresses that worked with him said was, you know, you have to imagine yourself across from the person that you're speaking about.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Actually put yourself, you know, are you going to call someone the N-word if you're sitting across from them?
No.
Are you going to make a certain joke if you're sitting across from a person
that affects?
And for those who don't know,
be
James
aware
Gunn,
of your surroundings.
Yeah. If for those who don't know, just, you know, a little context, James Gunn is the guy that directed the Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Yes.
But he got in trouble just recently and got fired from all those movies just like last week because a bunch of old tweets came out talking about just like a bunch of pedophile type
stuff. Like, it was not really
ridiculous. Yeah. Like, there were jokes and whatnot, but come
you
on,
could tell
man.
They were like in your house with your friends that understand your humor jokes, not tweets.
Yeah.
But definitely. He ended up, they had a big outcry because all the actors and all the people on the shows wanted him to stay. So I read today that he might be staying. So we'll see.
I mean,
I'm
sure that's always going to be
a that liability.
Social media, there you go. He's communicating with the people, he's communicating in a crazy way.
Yeah.
You know,
because the thing that's okay is probably because communication is not physical. When you're
to
like
a certain extent, right.
When you're tweeting like that, that lets you know
you're already
separated.
I don't know if it's good or bad. I see the bad because I'm like, we have a whole generation. I mean, given, I think it's hilarious they don't know what a rotary phone is, but but I mean, I and know, what
even
a pound
when we were
sign,
young, which
right.
wasn't that young ago,
I'm not
long ago.
That old.
I knew how to
rotary
use
phones.
It.
I
done,
learned
I
about them.
Were done before I when I was right. born, but I still knew how to use them.
Yeah,
we got one in the basement somewhere.
I remember playing with one in the house.
Like they didn't know that I saw that video. They didn't know that you're supposed to take the phone off the hook first and then make the phone
that's
call.
Right.
That's what the problem was. They couldn't figure out how to use a rotary phone because they didn't know to take the phone off.
On your age, man, I will not conversate with you as you're speaking.
I didn't
about
have a rotary phone
situation.
When I was growing up.
I wasn't that
up.
Old.
I
didn't
know.
Right.
I lied, but I do know how to use one though. I right. remember learning yeah. how to use one, and that
I
was just
that.
Because I was a bad little kid and I always wanted to touch everything that I wasn't
exactly.
supposed to touch. And I figured out how to use a rotary phone because I was being bad, not touching
like,
the phone.
Take you forever to dial 911.
Yeah, it would.
Like, I'm not that old. I'm not that old that I don't know about rotary phones right. and all that stuff. But I am old enough to know that when you got a phone that's hooked into the wall like a landline,
right.
you take it off the hook first and then
and
dial
then
a number. I do
hello.
Know that.
Oh, yeah. You got to know that.
I'm not that. That
no. was,
right.
that was
you
don't
one.
Call nobody, okay?
Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know, a hashtag used to be called
a pound sign.
Just so you know, kids that ever comes up.
Young kids know that the hashtag is
no,
the pound sign?
Absolutely
I never even thought about that.
Right now, a lot of kids coming up now don't know how to read clocks if it's not digital.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I had a discussion with my niece. She's about 11. Wow. And she said, well,
you know
all
what?
Of the clocks I see are digital. Why do I have to learn how to read analog? She already does.
So you don't. So you're not an idiot?
Right. I feel like some of the old school ways we still need to do. Like,
yeah,
we don't teach cursive anymore.
Yeah, yeah,
and how do you do your signature?
They don't teach cursive no more?
Nope. We've
taught
it
us cursive back
but
back
I do want yeah. but I do know why cursive is not taught anymore because it's understood through a font.
Oh.
Pretty much.
Yeah, like you
touché.
Can have a cursive font.
Touché.
So if you can still read it, then ooh. That's okay.
But sometimes you need
now,
to
now I know
talk
a lot of people
cursive.
Can't write it. Yeah, I know yeah. that. That mm-hmm. definitely but that's always been just handwriting. Like certain
yeah.
people that knows how to write cursive currently now or like recently now it's because they know how to do art.
Yeah, it's changed mm-hmm. to
it's,
like
yeah
that
it's like a art it's a you know it's something nice to look at so yeah they're not teaching it but they're making sure everybody knows how to type.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah, they be
I was
doing
like, these
typing.
Kids
yeah.
can text.
It's a typing class.
That's one thing
type.
You definitely know how to do. That's old. My mama and her grandparents knew how
yes.
to type.
The
you know,
old typewriter from mm-hmm. back in the day.
Mm. Was in a suitcase or something like that.
Yes.
Shoot, them things was crazy.
Oh my goodness, you had to use the white out.
30, 40 years before my time.
Yeah,
no.
I didn't
live
through
that.
I'm
I didn't
happy
that
y'all
either.
Happy y'all were getting drunk right now.
Look, it looked antique when I was little.
The word processor.
So, Mr. UL, I'm curious. When you go out,
mm-hmm.
And you know, you've spent time on your phone, you spent time in person.
Okay.
Do you have a preference of how you like to meet people? So many people meet each other online. So many people, you know, do you have a preference of how you like to meet people?
Oh, that's good. I don't have a preference. I will always love physical
yeah.
over not seeing you at all and, you know.
Just, yeah.
Yeah,
swiping.
I will always. I mean, they even made a show about that, Catfish or Fish.
Oh, my gosh, that show is so addictive.
What is it called Catfish?
Yes.
Yes, so you got people out here catfishing, you
oh,
know, building
so
relationships with
oh,
people
catfish.
And they never see them. So to avoid those type sure. of situations, preferencely wise, I will always stem to the physical, you know.
I think I
get
you
to
in that.
See you immediately in the beginning. I get to kind of.
You can't
no.
lie to me if I'm looking at you.
Yeah, no, or, no, no. You,
you
can.
Know what I mean.
No,
like,
yeah.
your picture, I'm sorry. Your image can't lie to me if I'm looking
oh,
at
God,
you.
God, you know how many people was listening and was like, yes.
Yes,
oh,
you
no.
can.
Wait,
wait
a
minute.
Wait a minute.
As Chris Rock said, everything about you is a lie. The visual lie.
That's
your
true.
Hair ain't that long.
Yeah, they say.
Your skin ain't that smooth.
No. No, definitely.
Your nails don't look like that.
Right.
You know.
No,
you
I mean,
know.
But physically, I mean, yeah, that will always be my preference. There's still things about that that are important, which goes right. back to the reason why some people don't know how to approach individuals because
true.
They don't have that physical. To approach somebody, it has to be physical. So, you see where some people remember. So I'm going to always say, yeah, physical, just because of the fact that I get to see you. You know, I get to at least get more than, you know, a type out of you. I don't get this printed bio. Yeah, exactly. I get a word, you know, so I can know if you actually have maybe a little bit of something that's interesting. Some common sense. I didn't want to say that, but you did.
Put together a sentence? Thank you, P-Hat.
But that's good. But then also now, with that being said, I mean, what is the appropriate way to approach somebody if that so be the case? Let me be more specific. Hmm. If you happen to be out and you are interested in someone that you see, how do you properly approach them now? What is the way? Because I think some people don't even know how to be approached.
Well, in the era of hashtag me too, I don't know how you're supposed to do something nowadays. You gotta go up to a chick and be like, hey, what's up? How you doing?
I mean, then it used to be like a line too. It was like a line. Everybody kind of knows, like, hey, is that the line you're using? Or if your line was good enough, you know, you have a line you're using. The goal was to make it, no.
Are they too cliche for you?
I mean, I try to be straightforward. Now,
I think that's the best way, personally.
I mean, I'm cool. Yeah, I try to be straightforward. What happens, though, is that, you know, sometimes I think me being straightforward allows some people to visualize that maybe they can change my mind because I'm a little bit straightforward. Once they know you. I mean, if I say, hey, I'm not really interested into, like, making this more than what it is.
Okay.
And then, you know, on the opposite side of that, you thinking to yourself, no, I'm going to be the one to do it. And then it really doesn't happen. And then it becomes a little bit more, you know, gruntful.
No, I feel you. Because I think a lot of times, a lot of people will look at someone and go, oh, they're just saying, let's say you're on like your third date, y'all start talking about a future. Oh, well, do you want kids? Do you not want kids? Do you see yourself getting married? I don't know.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure. I'm just throwing it out there.
Talk to me about that on my third date.
Wait, just throwing it out there. Not necessarily with you,
but in general, what do you want for your life?
I got you.
And a lot of people will look at either, no, I don't want kids. Let's take that for an example. Okay. It's like, oh, well, I'm sure that'll change.
Right.
Okay. Or I'm sure I can change that. No, if someone's telling you something, I think you're like, you need to take that at face value.
Yeah, they say it. If somebody's telling you the truth, man, believe them. They do say that. They say if someone is telling you the truth, right, believe them. Stop trying to make something become what it is not.
What you want it to be.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I don't know. P-Hat. So do you feel like, are you down for like physical over swiping?
Most definitely. I'm not really big on the like social media type stuff when it comes to that kind of thing. First of all, I don't trust it. You know, I might be a little old school in that fact, where I remember when dating apps and all that stuff started getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
On the medical side of the house, they would recommend, you know, utilizing, like, you know. I did go to a couple of classes before, and
but everybody's like, if you do these dating apps and stuff, you're going to get serial killed, you know?
Right, you're getting robbed, you're getting murdered. Oh,
but I think, I don't know, I'm kind of on the fence with it. It's like, I get the convenience of the Tinders and the Match.com, of course, and all that kind of stuff. Because you do have an opportunity
to meet that person that you probably wouldn't have met. You know, most people feel more confident.
You get to kind of do a little, like, what's the word? You get to, like, sift through the, you know, through the dirty, nasty folk ahead of time. You know, and just go straight to the folk that you know you might be more interested in. Yeah. I get the efficiency in that.
I think that the apps kind of help with the lack of confidence that may not be there.
Sometimes it can help build you up.
Yeah, exactly.
So I kind of see where that kind of comes in. I mean, it's a build up, but it's not really a build up because the confidence is still just behind a screen that you think that you know.
Yeah.
I think actually the apps and stuff can help people out that's not as good with the physical, you know, the folks that might not have as much confidence to meet other people, so now I can get it, it gives them a buffer, it has a benefit.
No, I'm with you. No, it has,
especially if you start like exchanging emails or texts, and it's like, that's a really nice way to intro. You know, by the time you meet up, you've already spent some time getting to hopefully not be catfished and hopefully get to know them. Right, yeah,
definitely hopefully not be catfished. They do have a show for you, so if that's what you're doing, they have a show for you. They'll come find you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, don't put a picture that wasn't you, but for 20 years ago. Don't be like, definitely. You know, that wasn't my 30-year-old picture.
I think the apps help out the gameless people, you know, because if I'm like 8'6".
Don't do it like that. Don't tell them people they don't got no game. I'm just... the gameless people. Like, if you don't have no game, you on app. Nah, man, don't do that.
Then again,
he
might have
some. It helps the folks that ain't got that much game out a little bit better.
Game and confidence are, they're not the same.
Ooh, what's the difference then?
Game. If you got game, you probably got some confidence. You know,
you have, do you have to have confidence in order to have game?
You have to have confidence to have game. I think so. I mean, I guess you got some game, but you don't have confidence. But I feel like game and confidence kind of go hand in hand.
But I feel like if you ain't got no confidence, like your game is a little off. Because you're like trying to confidence, that has like a brick for it.
If you ain't got confidence, your game is probably weak.
So that means, you know, everybody that's listening, work on your confidence. You know, that confidence is important. Be the best you that you can be. Yeah, that's why that's important.
Be your best. Or love yourself. Be your best.
Be best.
Definitely.
Be your best.
That's important. Best. Confidence is definitely important.
I mean, I feel like if you don't have confidence, your game is not as strong.
So, AT, do you still suggest that you be approached with the game, or?
No, come at me real. And also kind of read the signs. Like, if I'm hanging out with my girls and I really don't have time for anybody else, like I'm really involved in my girls, I haven't really looked at you, I haven't really, you know... You can come over and be like, hey, I just wanted to let you know I saw you from across. Just wanted to tell you, y'all have a good night. Hello. Like, I had a dude. Okay, no lie. So, I'm riding the metro in D.C. Okay. I'm about to get on the metro, and I go down, you know, down the escalator. This dude on the other side, or he's, like, in front of me. He sees me. He literally rides back up.
Okay.
And comes back around.
Okay.
Comes up to me and was like, hey, I don't mean to, you know, hands up, very respectful. Hey, I don't mean to disrespect you. But I just wanted to let you know, I saw you and I thought you were really pretty. And I really just wanted to let you know. Now, why he didn't also see the ring on my finger, I wasn't sure.
Is that a line?
And it might have been. But he was like, you know, I just really, I didn't want to let the chance go by to let you know, I think you're really pretty. And I was like, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. He let it go.
All right, everybody. I heard that. That might work. That might work.
But he let it go. He didn't push it. Right. He didn't. And I was like, I appreciate that. And he was like, is it possible? Like, do you have a man? Can I get your number? And I was like, you know what? I'm actually married. But I thank you for the compliment. And he was like, no disrespect. You know, I had to take a chance. And then
that sounds like he's have a done good that night, a couple of times.
And he kept moving.
All I'm saying is, in the age of hashtag me too, don't be ugly trying to make a move like that. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be ugly trying to make
a move like that.
I am not
you will get
judging anybody
out.
Or saying that you are ugly.
No. But the fact that he didn't handle it. Because
you will be the confidence out. Comes from the pretty
nowadays,
man.
You know. That is troll looking MF.
But that's not actually
MF will come at me like but this. Oh, my God. No, you got to look a certain way to make a move like that.
But there also is, it's also the aggressiveness. Like, you can't come, like, if I would have said, no, I greatly appreciate it. You know, I'm married. And he would have been like, I don't care. What does your man have to keep
what
it
your man
moving,
got to
fool?
Do with me? I got a man.
Exactly. If I'm rapping old school songs to you, you've gone too far, my friend. Like, if I have to repeatedly tell you good night,
right?
You've messed up.
I feel like there's two standards. There's a pretty man standard. And the troll man standards, you know, the ugly man
so
standards.
Mean to
but
the
I'm
people
not necessarily
who don't know.
A pretty man can
subjective.
Get away with a whole lot more.
What is your
than some ugly all right, dude.
I'll do
you know
this just
saying?
Because you're just jumping on that. What is
I'm
your definition
saying.
Of a pretty man since
like
you want to be
a pretty boy,
man?
Pretty dude, I don't know.
No,
like,
don't you say light skin that
you
come
know,
out your mouth.
Light skin, black skin, dark skin, who don't care? It's more about height and stuff like that.
So height makes you the pretty guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Or like, you know, you've been working out, you got your chisels on, you know, your chisels.
And okay, taking making sure that you take care of yourself.
And all that stuff,
pretty
you know, when you know, it is very you know, everybody subjective. Know what a good looking dude is versus like some dude that
everybody
like
doesn't
haggard,
know
but
that.
But
that's
also
why they
very
approach.
Subjective.
You know, that's why your definition of the ugly person may approach because they don't know that.
And because to that girl, he might not be a Mount Chi-Chi.
All I'm saying is there's two standards. If you ugly and you know you ugly, be careful.
But no,
you better
but
come with something real respectful
interest.
Because you will get put in jail.
It also depends on interest. Like if the girl is somewhat interested in you, then she may not see your advances as necessarily harassment. Mm-hmm. Because she is in
couldn't
fact,
wait till you came over there and said, hey,
if you ugly.
Or not even like that, but just
if you
okay,
ugly,
he's cute.
If you ugly, make sure you got money.
Really P hat.
That's all I'm saying.
Look,
really P hat.
When you
if
look
you
in
ugly,
the mirror,
that is
you
a
calm love
girl
your
talking
sword.
Gentleman.
Okay, you got money. Cause no. then you good. Money trumps all. You know, you could be ugly as sin and then but you got money and they know you got money.
Really?
Yeah, they'll let you get
I do
some
not
bangs.
Want you all
you
to
like
think
you know
to yourself
just
that
saying.
You are
don't
ugly.
Listen to him, man.
You are not ugly, okay?
You are not.
Everybody knows their limits of what you actually go
yo,
towards.
If you ugly and broke, all I gotta do is say hashtag
and he
me
had
too.
The broke part.
Hashtag
now I know that there's people
that's
broke.
They gonna hit you with some harassment charges if you
no,
ugly and broke.
You're aggressive.
If you good looking and broke, they'll give you a little benefit
not
of the doubt.
Necessarily, because I done
ugly,
some real
if,
cute harassing fools away from hey, me. Oh,
if you ugly and rich, then you probably good to go as
don't
well. But you got to make sure that you gotta make sure they know
I
you
am
got
not going to let P-Hat get no. away with this one tonight. I refuse because I still got to go
I'm
through certain
truth.
Things. So I refuse.
Right. Those are P-Hat's no. views.
Truth.
If you feel confidence with yourself, you go after it. People can tell positive and confident.
True. That's true.
Because that does make
you
attractive.
They can tell that. You be like the heavyset person. See, right? We're going to talk about the heavyset person. Mm-hmm. But that heavyset person that has that
confidence.
Yeah.
Because you was
and then, like,
okay.
How did you get her? Like,
if
you how
ugly
you...
and confident.
Oh, my gracious.
You got an okay chance. You know, you
I
might not get hashtag
and
too,
not a harasser.
But I won't do
you
it. Will,
they'll give you a benefit of the doubt if you ugly and confident.
Don't nobody listen to me yet because I don't co-sign none of that.
Hey, that's because they don't know the deal. They trying to be PC. I'm
I am not.
Like it is.
I am being honest.
I want to know like your is. Definition of what you consider an ugly person. If you choose to be a part
like
of that,
dude
please
like that, you know,
hit us up and
do
someone please tell
PA?
Me what. Yeah, I want to know what
they agree with.
If
me.
There is an ugly person, because I refuse to jump on that.
If you good,
but
looking?
If you think about it, please tell me. Oh, like, wow. If what you got on doesn't properly match, and you're considered ugly because your outfit don't match, you know. I get that, but you know, I want everybody to love themselves. You came out in this right. world looking a certain mm-hmm. way for a reason. This is somebody for everybody.
We live in a very superficial society.
You
know
what I'm saying? I'll judge you because of what you got on, though. I will.
Yeah.
I'll jump.
Mess,
yeah,
I
will jump
nowhere.
On that. If I know that that's not your shoe size, and I know that, you know what I'm saying, you done gone up, like, you know, whatever the excuse is that you may have.
Y'all can't wear baby clothes.
If you, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, like, 4th of July, if you decide to wear red, blue, and white, you know what I'm saying, like,
make
sure.
Make it coordinate.
That, yeah, you
if
know.
If you some model looking dude.
I don't need you to look like,
wearing
like
some
you just went to
bum
Party
looking
City.
Outfit. Girls will still give you the benefit of the doubt.
He is
not if
so,
you're aggressive.
I am starting to realize what's going on.
He has his
he
mind
had
the
does not
girl.
Like the pretty guys.
If
so
you
he
are
had his,
an ugly dude,
oh
but
you
got on like
had,
an Armani
are you,
suit.
Are you,
you
ugly guy? P head or
you?
Are you an ugly guy? P head or are you?
I am not an ugly guy.
Okay,
you know
so you
I
feel
mean?
Like
I do
you're
my
the
thing.
Are you the cute guy with the? I mean, with the confidence.
I'm just telling it like it is.
So are you the cute guy with the confidence? Are you the cute guy?
I mean, my confidence could use a little work, I guess. You know what I'm saying? I guess, but
you guess
I'm just that dude.
You know that? I guess
funny.
That cute guy
thing.
Doesn't have to
noise,
guess.
You know
that cute guy that you talk
best
about don't have to
guess. But I'm not ugly either. You know, and so I can I can work my way through some situations.
I know that there's a scenario where they put it like this, you know.
If you ugly, you got to have some personality.
Well, at least read a book. Like have something going for yourself. Or be smart. Yourself.
You know, like when most things you have going this for is yourself why is we money. Had,
this is why there's people with no confidence, right?
It's America, y'all.
He had is the reason why there is men he with no all. Confidence, right? Because the one that thinks that they're ugly, that's not actually ugly.
You are not.
You know, now they're telling themselves like, no, I guess I can't approach because P-Hat just said that.
I'm telling you. No, if you see ugly, the you person know you that ugly, you like. Just make sure you got some good clothes on, a little bit of money.
But that means that you have to then build up your confidence.
That's the longevity of the
but
relationship.
But that money and that's that how nice far. Clothes make your confidence
in the beginning,
go up.
In the beginning, yeah. This. You know, in the beginning, by all means, don't listen to P-Hat.
I don't co-sign this.
Don't listen to me because
no.
I'm right.
No, because longevity as a woman, wise, I don't co-sign anything you just said.
What if the whole situation is not for the long term of making sure that you have money and got good clothes on?
All I'm
what
saying is, if you're ugly, you got to up have yourself on in some all other different black ways.
So I can't tell that you actually don't look like nothing. And it just happens that we wake up in the morning in the same bed, but it never happens again.
Oh, my.
I mean, I don't know.
They move fast.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying,
if you ugly,
those are the situation.
Help yourself
you
out. Wear some
next
nice
day
shoes.
When I realize what? You don't clean up after yourself.
Oh, yes.
That's just nasty.
I mean, but it's
there's no excuse to be
little.
Icky.
Mm-hmm. It's in there. No, you are not ugly.
You are not.
No.
P-Hat is wrong.
Yes, love yourself.
I don't like to call you wrong a lot.
And I want you to go after whoever you actually have the heart for, because if you try 99 times and that 100th time it works, that one that works trumps the whole 99.
But let's just say that you don't have to try it 99 times with the same person.
Well, that's the no.
Yeah, unless you're Steve Urkel.
No, because I'm going to be honest. I agree with you.
Well, you never know because it might work.
But if she says no or he says no,
once again,
you need to listen at some point.
Listen to, when they show you the truth and make sure you,
you're ready. And my thing is this. Don't ever ask the question if you ain't ready for the answer. Like, don't ask your man, are you cheating? If you're not ready to hear, yep, or you're not ready for the truth.
Okay, that's
so
good.
Don't ask good. Certain that's questions. Good. You know
good.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Like, if you are trying to get a girl or you're trying to get a dude and you're trying to get him like you and you're trying, like, y'all been together, y'all slept together, y'all been dating, y'all been doing whatever, and you're like, where is this going? Are we getting married? Are we doing things? If you ain't ready to hear no, unless you have to hear it.
Ooh, I am going to hear this later.
Unless you have to hear it.
Mr. UL is going to hear that one.
Hey, you the one putting that out. I'm just saying.
I mean, but I said it, though.
But I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, I believe you got to be able to rock that boat. If you got to be ready for that truth.
Yes.
But sometimes
basically
you
don't ask a question that you don't want to hear the answer to.
Unless you unless
or you ain't
need
ready
to
hear the answer to.
Yeah.
Unless it's like one of those.
Do I look fat?
I need to know. Right. Don't ask that question because you don't want to hear it. You still going to wear the same outfit.
Yeah. I want you to be motivated to do something different.
You know. So if you ask a person.
I am that honest.
Are you interested in me? And they say, you know what? I think we're better off as friends. Don't try to change their mind.
Yeah.
Don't try to convince nobody, because if you need to convince somebody of
it hurts.
They might not be yours.
It hurts. Matter of fact, what you do is you actually go and try someone else.
Find
and
yours. Then,
and so happen that, you know, it gets seen by that person that you was trying for, and they see something. They're like, oh my God, that actually.
They might see something new.
Yeah, so they try again, but don't you say yes. Do
go
not
slow.
Say yes. When
go
they
slow.
Come back around, don't you say yes.
You're so silly.
You keep on moving on, because I'm going to let you know that there's a whole bunch of interesting people in the world.
Fish
I have to
in
make
the sea.
Sure that I say that right.
Fish in the sea. Mm-hmm. Go diving.
Yes.
You know.
Okay.
I like our advice, our relationship advice. Let us know what you feel, because I don't know what we ended up on, but I know what I
know.
I
somebody was listening, and they either was like, oh my God, I'm going through that right now. Or they're like, yes, please explain to me, because I don't understand why.
I used to love a dude with a business card. My friends and I used to joke, like, you could scratch
money.
Out somebody else. Not even money. You could scratch out somebody else's name and write your name in. You got to have ambition.
Yeah.
Like,
money.
You can't spend the whole point of your day can't be, man, I just got to wake up and wash my butt. Like, I need you to have more to do.
Yeah, ambition does help. You could be broke with ambition, and people, that, you know, girls will find that sexy.
Ain't nobody,
they believe in you. There's a belief in you. There's a possibility.
They see potential.
You got to have a belief in you.
Right.
Because you got to sell
potential.
Yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, like, you can't be sitting on my couch all day I ain't doing that.
And then I come home after a long day.
Right. If you ugly, though, you better have a whole lot of potential.
Oh, Lord.
Hope he had.
Okay.
Hope he had.
Anyways.
Anyway.
I had somebody hit me up.
Just saying.
Moving I had somebody on. Hit me up and was talking to me about, do I like LeBron James?
Of course, I asked that,
of course, because I'm like, the championship stuff already like took place a couple of months ago now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why
are you asking me this question? So, of course, on my understanding, he actually purchased a school.
He opened a school this week. Shout out to LeBron James.
Yeah,
huh?
Yes.
That's definitely.
That while out. So many schools are closing, LeBron is opening schools.
Do you have the whole detail on AT?
A whole lot of stuff, if you get through here, you're guaranteed to go to certain school, you know, like guaranteed right. college.
And he said,
you know, free books, free food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I heard him saying, you know, I went through the streets they went through. I went through the similar, I had the same family upbringing. I had the same neighborhoods, same friends, the same right. conversations. I know where they are. So I want to give them a shot. I want to give them a chance, you know, and I swear, like, LeBron and Chance the Rapper are single-handedly, like, saving schools for our kids.
Yes.
See, people like to be LeBron James haters is what I've noticed. Like, throughout LeBron James's career, I feel like everybody wants to find a reason to not like LeBron James.
I guess that's all the time.
But there's always
that's what made me bring it up, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like, for me, it's like, I've sat back and watched LeBron's career, and it's like, LeBron has always done great things off the court. Like, even with the whole controversy about him going to Miami. Yep. You remember when he went to Miami and it was like, I'm taking my talents down. You know, he did the whole ESPN thing and all that.
And everybody, you know,
he's a villain now because of what he did. It's, even that whole thing, he raised like $2.5 million or $5 million or something like that.
For
a Boys and Girls Club or something, or Boys Club or something like that.
But they didn't even talk about that.
They didn't talk about it at all, you know, because everybody just wanted to be a hater. And I'm just like, people have LeBron James derangement syndrome, you know, for whatever reason.
We forget what he does.
Well, and it's like, this man has been doing stuff for people for a long time, and folks just want to hate on him all
the time. Yeah, with him and LeBron James hater.
With him and his team, they've always said that they were like interested into business. Mm-hmm. This, if I'm not mistaken, this thing with the school has always been something that he's wanted to do.
Give back to the community.
So, you know what I mean? It's just amazing. I mean, if you still like, if your mindset is like, oh, he's just going to get a tax write-off. Who cares?
Nah,
I mean,
still helping.
It's still a school that's there.
That.
There's a school. He's what is it? I heard that everybody who graduates get a free scholarship to school.
Exactly. Everybody gets a scholarship. Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
That's crazy.
That's huge.
That's huge.
So, and you want to hate a man that's given opportunities and chances?
Who cares?
That's on you. You a hater.
It's so funny. One of my coworkers at work was like, he's a LeBron James hater.
Oh.
He was like, you know what? I don't like LeBron, but what he's doing right now actually makes me want to like him.
Right, I can't fault him for this.
I'm like, I can't hate him for this.
He wanted to hate LeBron so bad, but it's just like, he's like, I can't right now because he's doing the right thing.
Don't
he's
be
doing
mad because he's
people,
good.
You know,
he's That's good it. At what he does.
But he's been doing this.
That's right. Why you this don't let anybody take away what it is that you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you be the best you. You knock it out, and regardless of what anybody says, you keep on knocking it out because they're going to always continue to hate on you.
Exactly.
If you stop and you give up, then you let them win.
Forget your haters. You don't do it to just like
win.
And your journey don't look like everybody else's. There are going to be moments they don't understand because that's not their journey.
It's not their journey.
That's not what their calling is. Like, LeBron is what, in his 30s?
LeBron early 30s
and
still.
Think
he's like
about
32 or something.
Yeah.
How big, like you said, this was a dream of his. You accomplished one of your biggest dreams in your early 30s, and your biggest dream was to help others to get where you are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, that's amazing.
Yeah, basketball is something that he loves to do, but the business part is
it's allowing him to do more.
Yeah, it's
that's a big reason why they say he went to LA is because you know, you got Magic Johnson out there, you know, who runs the show out in LA. And Magic Johnson, one of the biggest businessmen after the NBA ever. You know, Magic Johnson made way more money in business after
the
NBA.
Crazy.
I was like, we all sat there.
So it's a great place to learn for him, for LeBron.
You know, and think about if you get Magic Johnson and LeBron in the same city, think of like the mini revival that could do. Like, and we start putting
LeBron theaters
in our right LeBron James theaters, or shoot, your neighborhood might get a LeBron James basketball court,
hey,
or a facility,
and if that's what he does, then or a school, yeah. If that's what he does, so shoot. What? It's still beneficial to the mm-hmm. people who are right. benefiting from it.
Don't if you want to hate, hater. Use a hater.
What mm-hmm. was the drug dealers doing back in the day, Thanksgiving time, buying turkeys and
yeah, making
turkeys
sure you was taken care of?
But they was drugged. There wasn't nobody. You right. can't, your line was long and you still went there and grabbed your turkey.
You sure did.
I don't need you out here like talking bad about that, man.
With mm-hmm. the drug dealers, you
Come
know.
Come on. Shout out to LeBron, man.
Yo, keep I'm not mad at him doing. At all. I think this is amazing. Especially, yeah. like, you giving our kids a chance.
I'm a fan. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, man, definitely. I mean, the basketball side, yeah, you feel in some type of way because he might not be on your team to make your city look good.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's doing, period, as a person, I don't want to hear that.
No.
Don't be a hater.
Yeah.
Don't be a hater for good things.
Yeah,
there's a lot of irrational hate for LeBron,
and I'm the person
like.
To put you in your place.
I'm just saying. Recognize good.
Just saying.
We need it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Well, are you excited for him to watch him in LA?
I think it'll be interesting. It's a different move. With LeBron going to the West, I think, is
it's a new move. Like,
it's definitely big. Because, you know, LeBron been running the East. He's been to the finals with 8 years in a row now. It's
gracious.
Almost a decade.
Yeah.
Every single year in the finals. How crazy is that?
That's crazy.
So I think it's going to be a new challenge for him out there in the West doing his thing. You know, he's got the Golden State Warriors to contend with. You got the Rockets you got to contend with.
Yeah.
You know, shoot, are the Clippers any good this year? I don't know. But
we'll see.
Probably not. But, you got a better, it's better squads out there. Oklahoma City, you know. Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see what he brings.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. The East going to be wide open, though, this year.
Yeah, that's going to be the question.
Sure, the East is going to be the folks in the East are the ones that should be happiest.
I'm looking forward to John Wall doing something, just so I can say something.
Wall? He's doing something.
Where did Cousins go? Kind of. Every time you say Wall, I think of Cousins because, you know, they played together at Kentucky.
Oh, Lord.
And so, where did Wall? Cousins went to, he went to, that's right, Golden State. He hit the easy button just like KD.
Oh, goodness.
All right, we ain't going to get into that. Y'all know how I feel about that.
On
I
that
don't know if y'all,
note,
we talked about that before.
Anyways.
That KD hitting that easy
oh,
button.
Oh, my.
She like that commercial.
The views expressed tonight. By P-Hat are not all of those.
I respect KD all the way and all that and the other, but he hit the easy button. I don't give a crap
and
what nobody said.
And then he
say.
Scored on him.
Shout out
yeah,
man,
he, you know, he wasn't the best, but when you could be considered one of the greatest of all time, don't hit the easy button. You know, I'm
and
sorry. That
I
takes away from your
some
legacy.
Of the summer stuff. I think the USA League that they got going on.
Yeah. And what in Las Vegas?
Was that where it is? That it was what
Ice Cubes.
Not the big three. I'm talking about like they actually have
the D League,
USA. Nah,
the
USA
team
thing going on. Yeah, it's getting ready.
It's happening right now.
Yeah, they're getting ready.
I didn't even know.
The summer league practice for it is actually getting ready for it.
I didn't even know.
But
okay.
they've been showing some of the practicing. And KD actually is like a great player.
Yeah,
KD is awesome.
Regardless of the best of all time.
Sometimes
of the mentality
to know
part
that.
Of him switching, mm-hmm. I mean, what he's doing now and what he was doing before, it was completely different. And I think just to pick up where we probably left off before with that is just because of the fact that he actually still led the team at one time.
You talking about the Golden State?
Yeah.
Oh, he led
he
Golden
State.
He found
the niche
Golden
and he
State
filled
probably,
it.
He put Golden State into that greatest of all time team category.
So when you
by himself,
when you
I
take
give him
that
all
when
of
you
that.
Take that step and actually do it, do you really still get shunned?
I mean, I don't know.
Because he held his own.
My thing is, I don't know. I guess any team that KD goes to, he's probably going to be the best player on that team. You know, but I guess my beef with it is, you went to the team that beat you the year before. You know, you were up on them 3-1. They came back and beat you, you know.
Right.
And you left your team to go join that team. Now, this team was already historically the greatest regular season team of all time.
Right,
the only reason
they got beat
in the finals is because, obviously, LeBron James and all that year.
So it doesn't
but it's
mean
like,
anything then.
If you, but I guess my thing is this one caveat.
Okay.
If KD was just anybody else, you know, just some regular player or a really good player, that's one thing.
Yeah, we
but
care.
KD to me is one of the cats that could be one of the greatest, considered one of the greatest of all time type players.
Right.
And when I look at the other greatest of all time type players, none of them would have made a move like that to go to the team that beat you one of the greatest teams already established, greatest teams of all time,
right,
to go win you some championships. One of the greatest teams of all time.
That's why it's 2018.
Go build your team or go join a team with other great players, but like not that team.
That's why it's 2018, Piet.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. It's
2018. What you mean?
I say that just because, like, you know, the game has changed.
The game has definitely changed.
You know, so
the greatest,
what's
going to
happen?
What Michael Jordan
I give
did
it about,
like that?
This is what I'm saying. Like
if LeBron did some mess like that, they destroyed
the
him.
They were the pull.
LeBron didn't do what KD did. I don't give a crap what nobody say. LeBron did not do what KD did. LeBron made a good team and went down and they built a team together and whatnot. But that team wasn't even as good as what Globe.
But
what,
that's
what
the game
what,
changed, though. What, there's,
what's
no more,
had,
there's no more.
But I feel like he was going to stay building their team. Like, you know, Michael Jordan, he was the pull. To the, you know, people were like, oh, I wanted to be on this team. So in order for him to build his team, they had to come to Chicago.
And that's when the game was completely different. Now the game has turned to you need the three top
I need top to be people. With the best, so you I got to play with the best.
It takes three people, and they got to be on the top. Your bottom people, yes, they're, you know, whatever the case, but you need your point guard, your shooting guard, you know what I'm saying, and your three. Like,
easy
you
do, I don't agree. Button.
Whatever.
Mm. Somebody out there understands what I'm saying.
What you got, AT?
I'm going to let y'all know. Just go ahead and be your best this week. Well, thank you to Kung Fu Girl. You've been delicious and quite tasty.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us. We will say cheers until next time.
Always. And if you ever need that excuse to be at happy hour at whatever time it is, check us out. Wind your mind.
Easy button.
Disagree. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.